Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Finally, but not last,
unprotected puppet sex. I mean, if play calling babysitting, he can't even go near my kids.
What's going on?
Get the dump buddy ready.
So simple, it just might work.
The dump buddy ready? That's a good one. I'd forgotten about that one.
I did not know what that was when I clicked it. I was like, oh, that one.
That one. Hey, Portland. It's me, Rop. Big Souk is in Iceland. Mike is right there.
Sup?
We love Mike. Oh, Mikey. Okay, so we're going to start with airplane news. Although I was just watching beach volleyball highlights of the Olympics.
Why?
Not to get sidetracked. Well, it's just on my timeline. Again, all my Olympic info comes from my Twitter timeline. I'm not actually watching the Olympics.
Oh, okay. I thought you had it on the TV. Yeah, that's where my Olympic info comes from.
And all the interesting things from the Olympics, the things I need to know, just pop right on there. It's great. And have you seen the beach volleyball serves that these guys are doing now?
No. I have not.
Oh, well.
Direct me to it. I will watch it as we talk.
Just put in beach volleyball serve.
What's the Twitter handle?
Well, you know volleyball, right?
I do.
So the guy serves, right? Or the gal. I've never seen this, but apparently this is a thing now where they hit the ball instead of serving like, you know, where they have the nice line drive that goes right over the net and it's really hard to return. And
yeah,
I'm really cool.
You got to go and what's it called in volleyball? Dig.
You gotta dig it with your diggers.
Yeah, you put your diggers together and you dig it up,
yes,
and then someone else sets it, right? You push it up with two hands,
set it up. Spike it!
And then you spike it
right
into the ground.
Their face.
And then the other team tries to dig with their diggers the spike that you put in. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then you serve. And then somebody wins. It's a great sport.
So I actually do enjoy playing volleyball. Watching it, take
volleyball is pretty kick-ass. I think it's actually a cool sport to watch.
I had fun playing it when I was like in gym in high school.
You know who played volleyball? The great Nurse Nice.
Also, I was tall, so that helped. Oh, really?
Yeah, she's a volleyballer.
How far did she go?
She was
like through high school and
college. Olympic gold medalist.
Wow, Nurse Nice.
I don't know, high school, I think.
Okay.
So they hit it straight up into the air, like 1,000 feet into the air, and it's cool. Have you seen it yet?
I just looked up beach volleyball serves and nothing came up. So,
oh, well, it's cool.
I will believe you.
So it's like the IFAS pitch in baseball. They just hit it I mean, they hit it a mile up into the air. And then the other guys go, oh, no, it's way up there. Who's going to get it?
And then they get it?
And then it drops in between their diggers.
Ooh, that was uncomfortable.
What? Dig, you called them.
I know.
Diggers.
Is that harder to return?
I don't know. It looks like it might be.
I guess if it's outdoors, maybe the wind takes it and it starts moving in weird directions.
Yeah. It doesn't look easy. Here, let's see him get it for you, fella.
I would appreciate it.
There's a LeBron dunk. What's that doing on there? I can't find it.
It's gone.
All right, so here.
Lost forever.
Well, you'll see it. Everybody's going to be talking about it. I guarantee you John will bring it up tomorrow.
Okay. I don't know if John will, but I think John will bring up the
You think
Mariners.
He's a big Olympic guy?
No, I don't.
Really?
I could be very wrong on that, but I have a feeling John is very laser focused on one thing, and that is the Mariners in the playoff hunt.
Yeah, he's going to be all Mariner talk tomorrow.
Yes, he will.
Okay, so you know me, you guys, if you've listened to us. I just really, look, I understand FAA regulations need to be strict. You know, people's lives at stake and whatnot. Get it. But I also think that there are a lot of common sense things that happen on an airplane that FAA regulations must be applied strictly and not common sense. Like when they had a rat running around one flight. I don't remember, you know, to and from and what airline, but they had a rat running around, and of course the danger there is the rat can chew wires and things like that. They were already mid-flight.
The passengers?
Yeah, that too. Give them scurvy. COVID.
Yep. Rat COVID.
And where there's one rat, you know there's more.
Just that's the rule with all of it, right?
Rat.
If you see one spider, there's 100 of them.
Well, in this instance, a rat starts scurrying around, and they're, I don't know, let's say they're mid-flight. Maybe they're not mid-flight. Maybe they're a quarter of the way. Maybe they're three-quarters of the way. I don't know. But protocol, strict protocol, got to turn around and go back to the destination. Well, why? Why? You're going to fly anyway back to the destination. Why not fly to where everyone was going so you inconvenience fewer people, and then you can catch the rat? So it's things like that. It drives me crazy. I don't know why. There's just a lot of things that happen where they're just like, boom. Guidelines say, got to turn around and go back. Like, what if
is there a thought that in those guidelines, it's like if you're bringing something from a different country that you should not be introducing into the other country's environments, you have to go back?
I don't know. Look, I think there needs to be a replay booth like in sports. And I will volunteer for this job where I will read up on all of the guidelines of the airplanes. Okay. All the federal guidelines. I get it. I'll read up on all of it. I'll have two guys with me who are pilots and FAA regulators. I don't know. They'll be my wingmen, and I will sit in a booth and I'll have a headset. And you, when anything happens on an airplane that you're like, what do we do? Do we turn around? What is the guideline? They call me. They call me the replay guy.
You're the sky judge.
I'm the sky judge, and I sit there and I will decide what happens with that airplane based on nothing more than common sense.
As well as feedback from your two friends to your right and left.
Yeah, I'll listen. I'll listen.
Well, then what's the point of having them there?
I just said I'll listen.
Yeah, but the way you said that is more like, yeah. Whatever you say, I'm going to choose what I want to say anyway.
I'll listen.
I could hear your tone.
You know me so well.
I'll listen, but I'm going to ignore it.
I will listen, but a lot of times it's going to come from the place of, well, the guidelines say, I don't care. So here's the latest thing that happened, okay?
Okay.
Now this one.
Two rats on a plane. Mating.
Like most of the time it's like, oh my God, they delayed the flight for that. It's very common sense, and it's very easy to say, okay, just fix that problem and don't inconvenience everyone else. Let's go.
My girlfriend had a fun one on her way back from a business trip this week where.
What happened?
She was sitting on the plane on the tarmac in Phoenix about to come home. And literally at the time of departure, they come over the loudspeaker and say, we found a screw that has been stripped at the bottom of the plane.
Oh, dear.
And we need to fix it. Okay.
Right at the time of departure?
Yeah, like they were
sitting there on the
they were about to taxi out from the gate.
How did they find it at that point?
I don't know. I was like, did they do a check that late in the process? And then I guess they fixed it.
That sounds nefarious.
I guess they fixed it. And the plane was delayed for an hour and 45 minutes.
God. To fix a screw?
80% of that time was waiting for paperwork.
Oh, God.
And that's what they were telling them on the plane was the issue has been fixed, but we have to now process the paperwork of what went through fixing this.
Right.
And yeah, it was literally her flight home. And she had been gone for a week and she was like, I just want to get home.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here in a plane for an hour and 45 minutes extra than I need to be because of a screw and paperwork.
Very frustrating. You know what I would say if they called the replay booth and said, here's the sitch, I would say, go ahead. We'll email you the PDF.
Who is receiving the PDF?
I don't know. Whoever needs it. The pilot, the airline, I don't know. That's where my wingmen come in.
There you go.
Like, who needs the PDF? What's his email address? Okay, send it to them. And then go.
Let these folks go on their
flight. Let's go. So here's what happened. Now, this one's kind of scary. I'm not going to lie. And I as the judge, this is a tough one. This was a United flight. Where were they? They were getting ready to depart to Orlando from San Francisco. And a bunch of people were sitting there using their Apple iPhones. And somebody airdropped a photo of a gun to all of the other passengers.
Oh.
Because you know how you do that.
I've never airdropped, but I know it's a thing that happens, yes.
Yeah, the airdrop thing?
Yeah.
Even old man me has done that.
I've done it where people come to my apartment and then they try to log into the Wi-Fi and it just pops up on your phone. Would you like to share the password? Yes.
Yes, I would.
How easy is that?
That is a great feature.
So wonderful.
So a bunch of passengers, not all, but a bunch of them that were sitting there were shocked to receive this photo. And it was of a gun. And so they immediately notified their flight attendants. And the pilot shortly thereafter comes on and says, there's a threat on board the plane.
I probably wouldn't have said it that way, but okay.
Totally.
Would you like to cause mass hysteria?
Don't panic. But there is a man with a gun and he is on the plane. And it is loaded. And you may die.
But please remain seated.
But don't panic.
With your seatbelts on and your seat back in the full upright position.
So this caused a 3-hour delay.
With your tray table on.
Because they had to evacuate the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to search the aircraft for a gun.
Did they also have to find the person who airdropped it
yes.
and apprehend said person?
Yes.
I feel like that probably shouldn't be that hard.
Couldn't agree more.
Like, if he airdropped, he or she airdropped it.
Exactly.
Doesn't the number show up of who airdropped it?
It's not hard to figure out who airdropped it.
Or Blank's iPhone or whatever.
Go back to the seat and flick his ear. Because guess what happened?
Was it a hoax?
Well, of course it was a hoax. Okay, here's another thing. As the replay booth, when they call me on this one, that's something it's like, oh boy, that kind of, it's like, okay.
You gotta take that seriously.
Yeah, that's serious. But then you start thinking, well, wait a minute. They're already on the plane. The guy has gotten through security, whoever it is, has gotten through security. I mean, it's just a picture of a gun. Like, why are we assuming? See, we're freaking out. We're assuming that that gun means anything. Like, what ended up happening was it was just some dumb kid. Some dumb teenager.
Who?
Being an idiot.
Inconvenienced himself, by the way, by doing it.
Yes.
By having a 3-hour delay.
So they held it on the tarmac. The prankster was found, a teenager who had used Apple's AirDrop to share images of an airsoft gun. It was an airsoft gun.
Oh, boy.
So, I'm with you. One, I don't think it's hard to figure out who dropped it and go back to their seat and figure out what's going on. Maybe I'm wrong about that. That's where my trusty sidekicks in the replay booth would help me.
Mm-hmm.
And two, I mean, what are the odds of guns on board? It's just a picture of a gun. Why the leap to, okay, there's a gun on, well, on the, because he's got to go through security. I'm not getting through security with a gun.
I mean, we've heard people get through security with all sorts of things they're not supposed to.
What are the odds if I gave you a gun and I let you travel every day for a year? Do you ever get through? And let's say if they catch you with the gun, you're not arrested. You just say, you can't have this. And then you, so I let you try again the next day. 365 days. Do you ever get through with that year with getting through with the gun?
Probably.
You think you can?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How would you do that? Let's talk about that.
I think it would have to be more on the inattentiveness of the
terrorist,
of the TSA agents. But, yeah.
Oh, so you're just going to play the game of hopefully they don't see it. It's in, I'm going to put it in the scanner bag that goes through the scanner and hopefully they don't see it.
Yeah. That, I mean, we've all been through TSA. Have you ever taken a look back when you're waiting for your bag to come through and seen, like, the screen that they're looking at? Out of curiosity. I have. You know, you're standing there.
You see it.
You're looking back towards them anyway. You're waiting for the bag to come through, and you see the screen. Have you never seen them, like, just quickly scrolling through it? Or, not scrolling through it, but, like, you know, not stopping it. Just like, you know, okay, bag. Have you ever seen them talking to somebody else while they were doing it? Mm. It's happened.
Yeah.
So
you think
I would bet on the inattentiveness of them more so than, like, the gun wouldn't be seen.
Okay.
To get through a couple of times. What rate? I don't know. I would hope it's incredibly low for my own safety and for all of us as travelers. But I'm sure that people have flown with guns before. Not for nefarious reasons, just they put it in their bag and they get through.
Okay.
Maybe we have a TSA agent bro listening who can correct me, but...
No, I would imagine you get through at some point.
It's human error.
Right. Right.
I mean, it's a gun. It's probably the most obvious looking thing that could be on there.
So in this instance, as the replay man, I would probably rule, all right, clear the plane, find the guy... Or gal, probably a guy. And we got to take this seriously. But I would do it begrudgingly. And to the guy who said, both engines blow, Rob says, keep going. Yes. That's right. You're flying no matter what.
I did see, oh my God, that reminds me.
You might as well fly to the destination.
Complete tangent. I saw this on Reddit the other day. And it was, at least according to the post, it was like a student flyer on his first solo flight, and the engine went out.
Is it a single engine plane?
Yes. And it was the video in the plane, in the cockpit.
Oh, dear.
And you see the RPMs go from wherever they were all the way down to zero. All of a sudden, the propeller starts slowing down. And this dude, balls of steel, titanium... Oh. Diamond balls. Lands the plane safely in a field.
Really?
On his first solo flight as a student flyer.
Wow.
And he's like calmly talking to the air traffic control guy or whoever he's talking to. Oh, I've lost the engine. I'm looking for a field to land in.
Hmm.
And it's not like the plane just starts plummeting. Like, he's able to keep it somewhat level. And just, he's like, because the engine is dead or dying, he's just like slowly sinking towards the ground. And he safely landed it in the field. I was riveted by this video and was amazingly impressed.
Did it seem hard?
It seemed easier than I thought it would be. So I don't know. I mean, he was in a ton of control, which is maybe how it would have been. If he had panicked a little bit, maybe it would have been way more difficult. But he stayed very calm, at least externally. And was able to land the plane on the field. And he did a couple of maneuvers and turns to get it in the right position. And
well, that is amazing.
He was always looking out, trying to find places to land.
But is it possible that that maneuver is not...
It's possible.
It's not what we're. It's not as hard as we're making it out to be?
It's possible.
Sully Sullivan, what?
But I'm still amazed by that feat. Even a veteran pilot in that situation, like, yeah, I would have the more trust in them to figure it out. But...
Hmm.
Could you imagine, like, you're flying up there and you're a very, very novice flyer and you just hear and the engine just goes?
No, I can't imagine. You can't get me on a single engine plane. Not gonna happen. Multi-engine? I'm okay with it. Yeah, you don't need them all. And yes, keep going. TSA firearm catch rate doubled in 2022, highest in the agency's 19-year history.
Doubled in 2022, a year that hasn't happened yet?
2020, sorry. TSA officers discovered a total of 3,257 firearms on passengers or in their carry-on bags at checkpoints, although total passengers screened fell by 500 million.
Wow. Whoa. So more people were trying to travel with guns?
Of those firearms caught in 2020, about 83% were loaded. God. In 19, they stopped a record 4,432 firearms, of which 87% were loaded. So it doesn't say how many, well, you would know how many got through, but look, it's not a huge problem. Guns on planes, is it? I mean, I get it. We, you know, strict, but it's not a huge problem. I probably would have ruled in favor of FFA guidelines, or yeah, FAA guidelines in that situation, but not many do I rule in favor.
Also,
I'm a common sense judge.
You were talking about airdrops. Did you see the new feature on iPhone?
No.
I'll tell you about it next.
Oh, God bless America, you're good. Also, are you more likely to spot fake news or share fake news without knowing it? That's coming up as well. This is The Club on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
On the tip of the single-engine plane where the engine goes out and the flight school kid landed it, somebody texted and said, I would say it's possibly not as hard to land a damaged plane as we think. How many times has Harrison Ford done it now? He's right.
Denzel Washington flew one upside down.
He did? Like yeah. On purpose?
Well, in a movie. On purpose, yes.
Oh, in a movie. A documentary, I assume.
Of course.
At some point, it turns into a glider, says another texter. Yeah, that's right.
That's kind of how it felt in the video, is it didn't just nosedive.
It's not going to spiral straight down like we see in the movies.
Right.
The documentaries. Or what makes it do that as opposed to just gliding? You know?
I would imagine damage to the wing would make it
spiral.
So if it's like in those war movies when they shoot out the engine on the wing and the wing is now useless, that's when the spiral's
going to happen. All right. What else was I going to tell you before we moved on to our next?
I was going to tell you about the new feature on the iPhones that has so far been fantastic.
What is that?
You can silence unknown.
Wait.
Oh, my God. Literally in the middle of saying
Wait. So I missed this text, and I apologize to this person because I can't see them all when we're hosting radio, you know? But I go back, and I try to get caught up. This guy said, when I was talking about the rat on the flight, he said, was the rat running round and round?
I didn't see that one either.
Hell yeah, that's a good text. Okay, what were you saying?
There is a new feature on iOS.
Okay.
That you can silence all unknown colors. So I don't know if you've noticed this. Hmm. I have been getting a slew more of solicitor calls recently. Mm-hmm. It like died off for a couple of months. Now they're back in full force. I get like 5 a day.
Yeah.
You can just silence unknown callers, and all you will see is a notification that you had a missed call. That's it. It won't ring.
Yeah.
It won't do that.
I already did that.
Oh.
I did that a long time ago.
I think it was fairly new on this recent update from what I read.
Yeah, so now it just shows up like everyone.
Miss call.
It just says spam caller.
Yeah.
And it never rang. It just shows up, you know.
Well, this is different. This is literally all unknown numbers. Because all the numbers that call you are not all recognized as spam numbers.
No, I understand that.
Every once in a while, it'll be like spam call. It went straight to voicemail, which is great. But now, no matter what, if it's not a number in your phone, it is silenced. Which there are negatives to that if you're like expecting a call from an unknown number. But generally speaking, most of the calls that you get nowadays that are unknown numbers,
you don't want them.
Are spam.
Right.
So I've had it on for a couple of days. Can be. I get almost no calls from numbers I don't know. So I don't worry about that. And it'll go to voicemail. So if they want to leave a message, they'll leave a message.
Yeah, that is a little different.
I just think it's helpful because I don't know how many people knew that was in the new settings, but it's just I've gotten so many more spam callers. And they all leave we're with DirecTV AT&T talking about your subscription. I don't have either of those. Stop calling me and trying to steal my money.
Right. You know, I got one the other day. A quick squirrel on that. A piece of mail I got the other day. I'm officially flummoxed about whether this is real or not. And usually I can sniff out those fakes. But that in a moment. What happens if on your silence tip, yo?
Mm-hmm.
What happens if all... I mean, my phone is on silent all the time. Like, it does not make noises. So...
It's not about the sound. It's that...
It just doesn't...
It doesn't even give you a chance to answer it.
Okay, I got you.
Any number that is not in your phone, immediately sent to voicemail.
So I got a letter the other day, and it was AT&T DirecTV, which I used to have, and it was a $46 leftover bill.
Really?
I think. Oh, I mean, that's what it says, and it's gone to collections. So now it's from a collection agency. But I closed out my I don't mess with that stuff. I closed out my bill, and I would have known because you have to there's multiple steps before things go to collections. I would have known that they needed to collect a little bit more money on my last bill or whatever it was.
Yeah, you would have gotten something from them.
I think so. Whether that be an email or a piece of mail.
Was the timing of this potentially, just to maybe see if it's real or not, when you moved? And could it have been sent to the old address before you switched addresses and gotten lost in the shuffle?
Yes.
Have you tried calling DirecTV?
Oh, I'm not going to do that. Are you kidding me?
Well, I mean, if it's real and it's a collections agency, then that's real.
What I need to do is go look at my credit and see if it's on there, right? Because wouldn't that be on my credit report that somebody wants to collect money from me? I'm a scofflaw because
I suppose,
failed to pay $46.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I don't think it's real. I'm gonna throw it in the trash. Whatever. What are you going to do, arrest me?
Maybe.
And if you do, I'll pay the $46. I thought it was fake. I'm sorry.
More than 46 at that point, right?
That's probably got to be hard for collection agencies, though, when everybody thinks it's all fake news. You know?
That's
people
a great
think
point.
It's like spam.
I mean,
we really want your money.
Anything that comes in the mail that says anything about money, I'm like,
You got to think twice, don't you? And now they do the little things where they put the logos on there.
Yep.
Of like your bank or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like the, we were talking about this one a couple weeks ago. A friend of mine got this. We also got it. And that's how we knew it was fake, because they were talking about it. It was the one where they said, what did they say? Your PayPal account. Somebody had bought a bunch of stuff with your PayPal account. You need to log in now and change your settings, right, or whatever.
But it was a phishing scam.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I ever get emails like that, I will myself go to said website and look. I won't click on any links in the email.
Yes.
I will
go to your PayPal account.
PayPal.com.
Right.
Log in there and see what's going on. Yes.
So what we did was we looked at our bank account. I was like, well, then those payments didn't come out of the card that was linked to the PayPal account. So that's bullshit.
Yeah.
And then they called the guy. My friends of ours, we happened to be with them when they saw it. And they were like, oh, they're freaking out about it. I'm like, no, I think that's fake. We got the same one. And they said, well, I'm going to call the number. They called the number. It's some guy named Juan. He's like, hello? Like, yeah, we got this notice that. He's like, oh, yeah, hey, And then she just hung up on him. She's like, oh, okay, this isn't real.
It was like...
Some dude.
The dude wasn't prepared to, like, yeah, pretend to be PayPal.
Oh, hello. This is Juan from PayPal.
He gives his actual phone number, and he's like, hey. What's up?
So anyway, you got to be careful.
I got one from my insurance in the mail that said, we double charged you, so you need to contact us to get this amount of money back. And it said, if you don't do this within 30 days, it will go to what's the thing called when you can go to the state and get the money that belongs to you?
Oh, yeah.
That thing.
Yeah.
It said it'll go to that. And
I got some money out of that once.
I looked at it and I went, I don't know if this is real. And I was like, well, here's what I'm going to do is I'm going to let it expire. And at some point in the future, I'm going to call whatever that agency is and see if I have any money in there. And if it's in there, I'll get it. It was legit. Cool. Thanks, insurance, for giving me that money back. If it's not in there, this was a scam.
Oh.
That's kind of, I don't want to deal. Like, I'm not going to play those games.
That's right.
I trust nothing. I trust nobody.
Yeah. Hey, but do you need to extend your car's warranty? Because...
I know that that's a meme. I've never gotten a call for that.
Oh, my God. I get them all the time.
I never had one.
Oh, my God. That one and the other one is you've been pre-approved for X number of dollars for some generic reason.
I always get AT&T DirecTV. I used to be on AT&T, but that was many years ago. And I also get the, we'd like to talk to you about your student loans all the time. So they do pinpoint you based on what might actually get you to pay them, these stupid scammers.
Idiots.
It's so frustrating. They use like Google Phone and they just create thousands of numbers so you can't block them.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I'll block this number. Just kidding. Another one called.
Right. How is it that we pay all this money in taxes? How is it that we have no government entity that can control all this?
We do.
Us?
It's called the Do Not Call Registry, but.
Yeah, but that doesn't work. It's not working. These perps are way ahead of the.
It used to work because it actually stops legitimate telemarketers from calling you, but these are all scammers now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, how do we not have come on, you pay a lot of money in, well, you don't pay a lot of money in taxes. Big Sook pays a lot of money in taxes. Okay, that's a lot of dough. NBA players, you get all this tax money. How do they not have a government entity protecting us from this poison? Isn't that what they're there for? Why are you staring at me?
I mean, yes, that's an obvious answer, but again, I trust nothing. So I don't trust them to do anything about it, so I will naturally not trust anything else.
Yeah, all right.
Everything is a scam. They're all trying to steal everything from us.
Everyone's going to die.
Do your own checking of it. I remember I got something from Facebook once in my email, and I do not have emails from Facebook sent to me. Like, I'm like, do not send me anything, please. I barely look at it at all in the first place. And the email was like, oh, this happened on your account. Could you please log in and do this? And at the very bottom, it had like Facebook Incorporated. And it had the address. And it said One Hacker Way.
Ah, bastards.
I looked it up. That's actually Facebook's address.
Oh, wait, what?
They named the street that Facebook headquarters is on Hacker Way.
Is that right?
And I was like... Why would you do this?
Wait, you looked up Facebook's address?
I did. Because I went...
You didn't think Hacker was fake?
Well, I did. I went. I was like, "Oh, that's clearly fake."
But then you were like, "I better double check that that's fake." Most people would be like, "That's fake."
Yeah. Well, I double checked and it was real. So I went on to my Facebook, and whether or not it was real or fake, the email, I just changed my password as like a precaution. But I was like, "One hacker? Like, why would you?" Now everyone thinks this is a hacker. What are you doing?
Wow. You know, that might be the most. That might be the best little nugget of the whole day. Is that Facebook's address is one hacker way.
Yeah. Look it up if you don't believe me.
I don't believe you. So I am going to look it up.
Well, then look it up, you jerk.
All right. Well, we got sidetracked there. What's next? Good times. It is 640. Here's Mike.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Fan. Double Sun Power!
So I have looked it up, and I can corroborate Mike's tale that Facebook, their headquarters address is One Hacker Way, Menlo Park, California. He was not lying to us, guys. Mike.
It seems ridiculous, but it's
is
true.
Honest. Yeah. Somebody texted and said, Jenny Sue took a selfie next to the huge Hacker Way sign at Facebook and posted it while we were down there for the Ducks Cardinal game. Facebook removed the post from her page.
Huh.
That's odd.
But why, though? It's a public place that anybody can go to.
But why?
What are you hiding, Facebook?
Makes you wonder. I think they're hiding a lot.
Yeah, probably.
What else was I going to tell you? Oh, we have a flight instructor who's in.
Instruct us, flight instructor.
Yeah, I thought I earmarked. Oh, here we go. As a longtime flight instructor, I can tell you that landing a single-engine airplane engine out in the day is very survivable. It all depends on how high you are when you lose power. If you are a good instructor, your students will be well capable of handling an engine out. A light twin is much more difficult.
I can tell that they're actually an instructor because they say engine out, which is probably like parlance for how they say it.
Yeah. Light twin engine is harder, and I'm sure at night it's harder. But, yeah. Okay.
Well, yeah, you need to be able to see where you're landing. So at night you wouldn't be able to see anything.
Yeah. Wasn't it New Jersey that somebody just landed a plane on the freeway the other day?
Yeah, I saw that. I was trying to find the original video that I was talking about to send to you because I saw it over the weekend. I couldn't find it, but I saw that one as well. And it was also, it was like a student landed it on a bridge.
Badass.
Yeah.
Let's go. Take that thing down, man.
Safely.
All right.
Safely take it down.
Well, we've got, so tomorrow will be Music Thursday on Tuesday. I'll just tease ahead because John, we've got a game scheduled for John tomorrow. So listen to the club tomorrow.
All of the songs already ready to go.
Yeah. And Mike said, well, actually, we can talk about this with him. Or should we not? Let's see if he's listening. Okay. So you said, because you got the songs ready, I gave you the list of songs. And it is going to be at John's suggestion, because John Suk will be in here tomorrow for Jason. And during the club, we will play Music Thursday on Tuesday, obscure 80s movie soundtrack songs. Now, John actually suggested that. And you said, after you got the list, you came in and said to me, you know, I feel like John is going to kill this tomorrow.
Yep.
Because you feel like it's everything he's ever trained for. And that may be right.
These
it also
songs,
may be wrong.
These songs are not all obscure.
No. Some are, some aren't.
Yes. But knowing the Sikanik families, or at least the Sikanik brothers' love of 80s movies.
Yeah.
Crappy and not crappy alike
That's
are
right.
on this list. I think that... Because you're going to have him guess the movie, right? Not the song.
That's correct. Maybe.
I think it's going to be like this. All of them are going to be like, yep, blank movie.
And is he going to know it from the soundtrack, or is he going to know it from just, he just remembers the scene in the movie?
Probably from the scene in the movie more than the soundtrack.
Because I picked all these based off of, I know the soundtracks.
Interesting.
Yeah, because we used to have these. I mean, this was a big thing when we were kids.
I bet you he'll know them from the soundtracks too, but
yeah.
I think for some of these he'll be like, yep, I know that's that movie.
Well, maybe we'll require him to get them all right, or else he fails as a sports host. Can't miss one.
There's a lot of songs on there.
All right, so that'll be tomorrow. We'll see if John is listening to us next on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
Everybody knew you didn't give no lip.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sikanik on 1080 The Fan.
Big bad.
Are you excited for your appearance on our broadcast tomorrow?
I'm bubbling over here. I can't wait.
Do you know what game we have planned for you?
I heard you teasing earlier in the day that you had a game for me, and I'm pro game, but I did not hear the actual game. So what is it? Am I allowed to know?
No. No.
Okay. That will make it a little now, hard to be excited about.
Radio.
Yes. Well, I just talked about it. So I have talked about it a couple times today, but you missed it. So we'll just leave you in the dark.
Okay.
Just know that you were the one who suggested it. So I did put it together. And,
I did?
Yes. And Mike thinks you are absolutely going to nail it because it is everything that you have ever trained for in life. So
World Series MVP starting in 1973?
Oh, Well, we could do that too, but it sounds like you know every one of them.
Yes, I do know every one of them. That is my most random sports category that if it ever came up on Jeopardy and I was a contestant, I would dominate the dojo.
1980
was the Phillies, Mike Schmidt.
That's right. 1985.
1985 was your Kansas City Royals, Brett Saberhagen.
Yeah, see, most people would say George Brett, but it wasn't. It was Sabes.
It was Saberhagen.
Okay, I trust you on that.
That's not the game. It'll be something different.
It'll be something different. It's a music game.
Okay, I was excited anyway just to come in and be in the presence of one Isaac Roth, but now we get to play a game. Tickle me pink, yeah. Isaac Roth. I'm excited.
You know what? I also have a. You know what? I have a bonus game for you, a quiz. Right. So
okay,
it'll be all kinds of fun tomorrow. And you know, tomorrow's Pac-12 Media Day too.
Who cares about that?
What? Are you just mad because your coach isn't there?
It may be the last one. Pac-12 is going away, maybe. So this could. We need to collect this show and say that it may be a collector's item soon.
All right. Well, we'll see you tomorrow. We'll let you in at 3. All right.
All right. See you guys.
Bye. Everybody. It's Big John. He's the brother of Jason. Jason's on vacation, so John will be in tomorrow. Isn't that exciting, guys? It'll be a fun little show. Now, it is Pac-12 Media Day, so Dirt and Sprague will be down there covering that. So make sure you tune in tomorrow morning, 6 to 9. Listen to all the coaches. Get your college football boner going.
Sounds like their interviews will be in the 8 o'clock hour, and then they will play most of them tomorrow, Wednesday.
Oh.
Because I don't think the coaches start coming out till later.
Oh, okay. Live Pac-12 football coaches. All right, we're back tomorrow with John. 3 to 7 on Fan Night.
Red Ships of Spain. Red Ships of Spain.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.